Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
I'm Penance, and sometimes I can be a real witch.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 16, Where There's Smoke. Issue 4, Heartbreaking and Entering. On the cover, Alina stands in front of an ornate, menacing door, blood dripping from her hand. To her right, Sage darts down a set of stairs out of the event hall, leaving behind a perplexed guild holding a motorcycle boot. Worried text across the bottom reads, "Only 15 minutes till midnight." Down in the corner is a special glossy sticker of the Falcon logo wreathed in flames. Embossed letters proclaim that this is part of the Falcon Down event.
Now, inside the sock hop.
Yeah.
So, are you two dancing? Are you
I
trying?
I don't know, Marcus. Are we dancing?
So, I guess here's my question. Are you trying to lead Marcus to something, or are you mostly trying to keep him occupied?
I think it's part keep him occupied, part gain his trust, or maybe even gain influence over him.
Okay.
To be useful at a later date.
Okay.
Like, my intentions are 80% help Alina with whatever her plan is,
yeah,
and this is what she asked me to do, 20%. This guy hot, and I like him.
Okay.
Let me know if that ever gets 50-50, because then we have to have a talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we get a panel that shows like the two of you walking and talking. He's kind of showing and saying, like, pointing at some of like the signs that have all the appointed information, and going like, our founder Evan Lee, he is someone who didn't come into his awakening on his own, and so he started working to figure out how to bring out that awakening in himself.
What do you mean he didn't come to it on his own? Did he have innate powers, or what happened?
Oh, well, so like everybody has innate powers. Just some people, it kind of triggers lots of times in adolescence or in kind of like late childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you know any mutant kids from school, or you've got some powers yourself.
Yeah, I'm still very much working on it.
Yeah, and that's okay. But like that came to you innately, right?
And yeah.
For us, for people that didn't have it come through innately, we go through the process of the appointed and it awakens it.
So what happened with Mr. Lee?
So he did the study. He did the work. He figured out how to do it. He's a brilliant scientific mind. And he got some really great other scientists involved in it. And he was the first to awaken his own powers. He awakened at like 30, 35.
Wow.
Which is actually probably not accurate.
Yeah.
Evan Lee has brought the timetable up on it.
To make it
not
more
mentioning all the other members.
Yep. Lowered his own age, everything like that.
Wow, that's a tremendous accomplishment. I can see why you look up to him so much.
Well, I mean, to be honest, and he kind of like looks around and he goes, like kind of leans in towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he even like puts his arm kind of like around your shoulder, like bring you a little closer to it. And like looks very obviously whispering. He goes, "I thought it was a bunch of bullshit. I didn't believe in any of it. But then I tried it and it worked. And I mean, it's given me an opportunity that I never would have had.
It's given me a good opportunity too."
And he kind of like gives a big smile and he's managing to prevent his face from like from doing the
dimple thing.
The dimple thing again.
Mm-hmm. Did he reinforce it before he saw me?
he's got like an expander. Extra plates. He's been practicing.
Right.
And he just says, and I mean, if you're working through it, like, they could help you work through it too. And like, I don't want to pry. I don't want to, but I'd love to see you more. And, you know.
I don't know if they can help me through it, but I'd love it if you could.
And he just has like a big grin on his face, and there's like a little bit of the face dimpling happening.
Mm-hmm.
And he just takes both of your hand and goes like, do you want to dance?
I'm really bad at it, but I'd like to try.
All right. And so we get a panel that just shows the two of you like walking out to the dance floor, and he's super awkward, and we get like some super awkward dancing.
She also super awkward.
Perfect. And there's other people awkwardly dancing as well. Lots of people that have had changes to their body recently because mm-hmm. they've joined the appointed and awakened themselves. And also they're teenagers.
Yes, so, that you know. Too. We're doing yeah. that leave room for whoever the god is Evan in the appointed Lee? Church.
Oh, no.
Leave room for powers.
There it is.
He's got, you know, you're like holding on to his hand, but you're actually just... Like, your hand is clasped around his thumb.
Like, one finger.
His hand is so, so massive.
Yeah.
So, like, it kind of almost looks like he could, like, fling you like a rag doll at any mm-hmm. minute.
Fastball special. Like,
yeah, we're doing good so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you are infiltrating. Go ahead and give me a roll.
Yes.
Jeez. That's a 12.
Good yeah. dice, good dice.
Anyway. So you get another 2 hold, bringing mm-hmm. you up to 4, which means at this point, anytime that we're talking, you can ask me...
Okay.
You can tell me that you want to spend 3 hold, and you can ask any question about the appointed.
Okay.
However, first, we've got to hit that narrative, because you've come to a place where the security systems are starting up a little bit.
Okay.
It is, let's do the laser lights. The it's not like a big field of them,
mm-hmm.
but like it's just like a couple of, it's like enough tripwire ones in a row that anyone walking through on their own would absolutely hit them.
Okay.
How do you get through?
So they're at what level are they? They're, I assume it's like a room.
Yeah, it's like a hallway that, mm-hmm. and like, it might just be how you detect them, right?
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of experience with these lasers.
Okay.
These laser grids. And I have a lot of adrenaline pulsing through.
Mm-hmm.
So my hearing is a lot more acute and, powerful.
Yeah.
So I can actually hear the laser grid.
Nice.
And so I'm remembering my training mm-hmm. and just sort of gingerly stepping until I hear this sort of hum.
Yeah.
And then sort of just...
Like leaping forward?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That works for me.
All right.
Great. So do you want to ask a question at this point and spend some of your hold, or would you rather hold on to it?
Okay. I would like to ask a question.
Okay. Ask the question first, and then we'll work out what that scene looks like.
The grand plan.
Yeah.
What is Evan's timetable on this?
Nice.
Question.
So here's how I think you do that. I think you find an office. Mm-hmm. It's like a marketing office.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has kind of like the release dates of different like marketing pushes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they've got like a big timeline on the board. And it seems like his timeline has moved up significantly with the introduction of an enormous amount of highly motivated people in the city. Because... Even if Falcon is not able to recapture a bunch of mutants, innocent or not, of any crimes, it still has become a place that your status of mutation is a really important one.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, families, for example, are going, okay, we should all have mutation or all not have mutation. and like kind of trying to like work out where they can fit. And so like there's a lot of things going on that are moved up on the schedule.
Okay.
So their plan in terms of introducing this church here
mm-hmm.
has been to essentially get as many people in Protean City to be members of the church as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is power change happening, as you've seen,
mm-hmm.
but the goal is to get people involved.
Right.
And there is essentially goal numbers for each month.
Mm-hmm.
And the stated goal for each month, like, and you know, these goals are a little high always,
mm-hmm.
is to increase membership in the church by 15% each month.
Yikes.
For the past month, so like 15% of the city, right? So the goal is like 7-8 months from now to have complete membership of the city.
Okay.
At this point, there's only been 1 month goal that they've gone through, mm-hmm. their month one goal, and they hit that month one goal to have 15% of the city
mm-hmm.
associated with the appointed.
Okay.
At least in terms of like pledges and things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that answer the question?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Sage.
Mm-hmm.
So you're dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And Mindy is, you suddenly see Mindy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's walking over with like a big grin on her face as like one of the songs is coming to an end. And she grabs onto your hand and Marcus's hand
mm-hmm.
and says in like a big excited voice, "Oh my gosh, you're here."
Yeah, Marcus told me about it yesterday. This is amazing.
Yeah, isn't it great? And like, just look around. Just all of these people that are awakening themselves. And like, this is one of those panels that has mutation just like all over the place.
Yeah.
That just like, not every person in it is already has visible mutation, but there's a lot of it. Like almost all of the people in the appointed have visual mutation.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Here, come on, come here." And she starts trying to pull you back towards the power demonstration area. What do you do?
I'll go with her, but I'm not going to let go of Marcus's hand. I'm going to drag him with me.
Cool. So the three of you, so she drags the two of you back. And he's like, he's happy to walk over.
Mm-hmm.
And you come up to like, basically there's a big glass wall mm-hmm. with a glass door. And she pulls the two of you into the room. Actually, she pulls you into the room mm-hmm. and she's starting to like let go of Marcus's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like targets set up on one wall. And she gives you a big grin and she goes like, "All right, let's see it."
See what?
Okay, I'll go first. And she just like turns towards the targets and like closes her eyes for a moment and just fires forth from her hand a little like blue bolt of electricity mm-hmm. that hurls across the room. And it misses the target by like a ton. But she blasts out against the wall and like snaps her fingers and then goes, "Okay, this room is safe. You're not going to hit anybody. If you want, I can even stand outside. But let's see."
And I'm going to look at her and like comprehend what she's asking.
Yeah.
Look at Marcus and try to convey the "I'm not ready for this" kind of helpless
yeah.
puppy dog face look, like, "Please, I can't."
Yeah.
And I'm going to look back at her and she's so excited. And I'm just going to say, like, "I'm sorry, this was a mistake. I shouldn't be here. I need to go. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I wasted your time." And I'm going to like head for the door.
Yeah. And
like emotionally.
Yeah.
And part of this, most of this is fake.
Okay.
But a little bit of it is like, "Oh, damn it. Like, I don't have, if I had yeah. my powers, I could do something, but I can't."
Yeah.
So I'm going to make the most out of it.
And so So she kind of like stops and is just like looking after you with a look of confusion mm-hmm. on her face. Marcus is walking after you.
Mm-hmm.
And so how far are you? Are you like,
I just want to get out the running? Door. Like, I want to get out of that room.
Okay.
And I want to get out the door just past her. I was hoping he would follow me.
Okay.
It's like one of those things where you're running and then you're kind of looking behind.
Yeah, I want him to come talk to me.
Okay.
So I'm not running. I'm not going too fast.
He's giving you some space but following you.
Yeah.
So he might not catch up with you still in like the ballroom.
Okay. I'm going to get just outside the ballroom then, like back where we had initially met him. And I'm just going to like dissolve into...
You know what's dramatic?
Huh?
Let's get you out on the steps leading up to the church.
That's exactly where I am. And I'm just going to sit on the steps with my face in my hands and try to work up some fake tears.
That scene ends with him like standing just behind you and like looking torn as to what he's going to do. Arcana, would you like to infiltrate?
Yes.
Okay.
10.
Great. So we add 2. So that brings you to 3, I believe.
Yes.
And I'm actually going to say, just in terms of pacing, do you want to go and infiltrate again?
Yeah.
That's a 10.
Great. So you are at 5. Do you want to discover the place or not yet?
Okay.
Cool. So we get a couple of panels that show you like dodging a couple of security cameras and like there's some guards. And like one of them is probably Bill, that guy's friend, because he's dragging his arm and it's halfway across the ground. And then you come to a door that has kind of like a mosaic design around it that has like a lot of the iconography that you'd remember from your time with the more mountain-based appointed. Mm-hmm. So like it's less technological, it's less fancy, and it's more kind of earthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a door that has a little scanner on it for entry. It's not a hand scanner, mm-hmm. it's a blood scanner. So it's like you prick your finger and it lets you through if you have the right thing. What do you do?
I'm going to prick my finger and see if it does anything at all.
Oh, so you put your finger onto it and it pricks your finger. And there's just like a little drop of blood. There's a moment where the machine goes partial match. And there's just like a second that it seems like the computer is almost like thinking about it. Like it's worrying and computing and working through. And it goes partial match accepted. Welcome, Mr. Lee. And the door opens up. So you're outside.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, I think Marcus has sat down next to you.
Yeah.
And he has, like, there's a couple of really awkward panels where he kind of, like, hover hands your shoulder
mm-hmm.
and then doesn't and, mm-hmm. like, leans back and goes to hover hand it again and puts both his hands on his lap
mm-hmm.
and decides that's where they're going to stay. And so he's got kind of, like, this very, like, constrained look, trying to not take up a huge amount of space, which is difficult for him.
Right.
And he goes, I'm sorry about Mindy. She's excited about it and stuff.
No, I'm sorry. It's just my powers are so new and I don't have that kind of control and articulation yet. And I can't just call it forth like that. It just comes bursting out of me sometimes, and I'm just so out of my league, and you guys are so streamlined and in control, and I'm just not at that point, and I'm so sorry I embarrassed you. I didn't mean to.
No, you didn't embarrass me. You just, I'm sorry that we put you in that situation. That's not what we wanted to do.
I know she had the best of intentions, and you guys have been so nice. I just can't.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know.
Listen. Listen. And he kind of like, he looks down and he like his, we see his brow furrow and he says, look, I've got, and he reaches into his pocket and he takes out a little fob, one of those little like, you know, scanning keys. Mm-hmm. And he just, let's be honest, he just pulls it off of his key ring mm-hmm. and hands it over to you and says, it's one of the Magna churches. It's on Oak and Third. Mm-hmm. That'll get you in. And there's like a little training room there. Do you want to meet me there and we can train, get it out? Just like not any pressure, no trainers or anything like that. Just
never a second location. Sorry.
I mean, like it's safe. It's like there's people there always. Just like, you know, not as like an appointed thing, just because we're superheroes making things better.
That's so nice of you. Do you mind if I think about it?
No, yeah, keep it. I've lost like 7 of those.
Thank you for being so nice to me. And I'm going to lean in and give him a peck on his big metal cheek.
And so I think we get the panel that shows you like kissing his cheek and just like the face dimpling just mm-hmm. happening like full on.
And then I'm just going to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
And he's like, no, it's fine. I just, I'm going to, and he just like turns his head the other side and just like puts his fingers in his mouth and pops him back out.
He's going to turn back around and I'm going to go, you're really cute.
And he just takes both of your hands and goes like, so are you. And the next panel shows Arcana inside a room that is just huge and vaulted. It's this, the ceiling goes up probably 60 feet up, and it's this wide circular room that has a bunch of different video screens. And in the center of the room is a chess set that appears to be like partway through a game. And you walk into the room and you see cameras just all throughout Protean City. And you see just this massive surveillance system. And then we get a panel that shows you turning around back towards the door as the door just kind of closes on its own. It doesn't sound like it locked in a major way, but it closed behind. And you see that there are just rows and rows and rows, just tubes upon tubes upon tubes filled with marbles. And there's a computer system attached to these different tubes. And they look just like the marbles that we've been seeing that Darren was chomping on before and producing. There's like a computer system over by them that is clearly connected. And there's also a computer system that's connected to the computers.
Do I have to roll to infiltrate further?
No, you're in.
Okay. I'm going to do a real quick assess the situation.
Okay.
6+.
Okay.
So she got an 8.
And you don't have the condition marked. I just had to check.
Okay.
So you get to ask one question.
What here can I use to ascertain what these balls are?
Okay. I think we get a panel that shows you like pulling on some gloves,
mm-hmm.
And like going to the computer,
mm-hmm.
and you like shake the mouse for a second,
mm-hmm.
and it just pops open. It doesn't have a password on it because it is
the inner sanctum.
It's in a secure place. Yeah, no one is coming in here.
And Evan could never remember his own passwords. Yeah.
And there's a computer program that pops up, and you see that it has a button that says release, it has a button that says store, and it has like some various different like information. And after a minute of clicking around, you put it together. This system is designed to let you get marbles out of the individual tubes. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you get marble number 5,328. Mm-hmm. And each of them is a power. Within each of these marbles is a mutation that somebody had or is going to have. This is how they are awakening mutation in people. The mutations are inside of the marbles. And we get your realization of that. And then we have Darren walking down the hallway. And he's walking with somebody else. Just like another high-ranking member of the appointed. And she says, Did you get a chance to speak with the ghost girl? And he's got his full charm going. He says, yeah, I had a chance to talk to her. She's a real sweet kid. And he reaches into his pocket and he takes out a marble that is black and swirling with darkness. And he says, and I was able to free it from her. So she doesn't have to live like that anymore. And the appointed with him nods and goes, I'm glad to hear it. That was a sad case. Thank you, Darren. And he nods at her and goes, all right, back to work for me. And he starts, and so she walks down one hallway and he's walking down the hallway that leads to the sanctum. And you begin to hear footsteps down the hallway. What do you do?
I'm looking at the camera, seeing if there's surveillance of outside the room.
Oh, yeah, directly. Yeah. That is definitely something you can pull up, no question.
Yeah. And, I mean, the door's closed.
Yeah.
Maybe I go in behind the door, mm-hmm. just in case he can get in somehow.
Okay. And so he puts his finger, it pricks, and it goes, complete match. Welcome, Darren. And the door opens up, and he steps into the room. And he is, like, holding this marble and brings it over to the computer, puts it onto a little tray, mm-hmm. and pulls up a screen, and he types in, what was the girl's name? Reggie Mortis and Ghost... Horror powers, and place. And there's like a little tube that sucks it up and it gets sorted in among the multitude of marbles. And he kind of like leans forward against the computer for a minute, mm-hmm. and breathes out a deep breath and just holds up his empty hand, closes it, and there's a blank marble inside. When that marble appears, he kind of like deflates a little bit, and we get him looking kind of gray and tired. He's put away his charismatic power.
Mm-hmm. I would like to go home now.
Okay.
You're gonna tell me that?
Yes. So how about this? This is what I do.
Okay.
I whisper as quietly as I possibly can. Sage, come in.
Marcus, I'm really sorry. My mom is calling me. Do you mind if I?
Oh yeah, take yeah.
This? Thanks. It'll just be a second, and I just stand up and walk down the stairs and hold up my phone to my ear, mm-hmm. with the ear pierced in. What? Are you okay?
I'm fine-ish. I just need you to be ready to get out of here quickly.
Yeah, I'm ready. Do you need me?
No. Maybe? No. 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 Just make sure that the motorcycle's nearby.
Okay, you got it. I'm out by the front steps with Marcus, but I can get rid of him if you want.
Crap.
It's fine. I'll get rid of him. It's fine. See you in a minute. If you're not here in like 5 minutes, I'll come after you.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to hang up the phone and go up to Marcus and be like, I'm really sorry about that. She wants me to come home right away. Do you mind? I'm just gonna go. But thank you. Thank you for everything.
Roll to provoke.
I got a 12.
Okay, nice.
I got a 13.
Nice. He nods and goes like, oh yeah, yeah. Just give me a call if you want to do things. Yep. All right. Bye. And he like stands up, pushes himself up, and like pretty hurriedly starts walking in, and he looks over his shoulder at you and tries his best to give like a kind of like the wink and thumbs up thing that Darren did. That's pretty smooth. But like it's very youth minister.
Yeah.
And he looks very youth minister.
Yeah.
And you know, it is not flirtatious, and he does not do it well.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just sort of wave awkwardly and like call the bike and
vroom,
vroom. Put my jacket on. Okay.
And so you are inside the sanctum. Darren is there and he is like looking around on the computer and kind of like mumbling a little bit to himself and going like, we've got a flyer in here. We've got a flyer in here somewhere. Someone we need. Flight. Turning into a pigeon isn't exactly what I was looking for. And he's like sweeping through things on the computer trying to find a specific power. What do you do?
I am going to knock over a...
Yes, hell yes.
A rack of tubes across the room from where I'm at.
Nice. Go ahead and roll to unleash your powers.
8.
Plus freak?
9.
Mark a condition or I'll tell you how it's unstable or temporary.
I'm going to be guilty.
Okay. So the tube of marbles falls and it shatters. And there's just like easily 50 marbles just suddenly like bouncing around the room. And they look like marbles, but they definitely are like soft.
Mm-hmm.
And so Darren immediately turns over and goes like, what? Come on. And he just looks like tired and worn down. But he starts going over and like is looking for a dustpan, is just gathering up the marbles and just sticking them into his pocket because it's better than letting them sit around.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
I try to slip out the door.
Perfect. So the door is a electric door.
Mm-hmm.
On this side, you don't need to prove your identification.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to ding when you open it. Unless you do something to prevent that.
Mm-hmm.
Make more noise.
Yeah. I mean, like, it could, like, one great panel could be it dinging and him seeing, like, your foot as you leave.
Okay. So, yeah. I just got to get out of there.
You just got to get out. Cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you hit the button and the doors, like, slide open and they ding partway through being open and you're already slipping past.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets, like, he catches, like, sight of, like, your leg and arm as you're squeezing through before it's fully done.
Do I lose a shoe?
Do you want to lose a shoe?
Cinderella.
I'm kidding.
And now so Darren at that point like looks up and goes, oh, intruder. And he starts like moving towards the door, but he's without anything in him. He's drained and moves slowly.
Mm-hmm.
But the alarm is probably going to go off soon as you're charging down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I see the, so I feel like I'm back to, I run back to the
main hall.
PR's room. And I don't know what I do.
So I think this place is like huge. It's a maze,
mm-hmm.
Which is probably intentional. mm-hmm. but it also has nice big windows mm-hmm. Because this is a huge building with big, pretty windows. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get out quickly, you could always go right through one of those windows. It's not subtle, but if an alarm is going off right now, subtlety is maybe halfway out the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just call me. I'll come get you.
All right. So I get back to the... Okay. I get back to the PR department's room.
Okay.
And I take a small... I take a wheelie chair and just throw it against the window.
Nice. And it shatters and the wheelie chair goes flying out.
All right. It would be really great, Sage, if you could come get me on the south side.
On my way.
All right.
Vroom, get like a panel that shows you like going up on the curb, going mm-hmm. across some steps and swinging around to the south side of the building.
And then there's maybe a panel of you just, I'm not out of the building yet and you're already tossing me the helmet. So I've got the helmet on sure. and then swing on to the back of the motorcycle.
Hell yeah.
Perfect. And the panel, like, then we get a couple of panels of just the alarm going off
mm-hmm.
and security guards jumping into black vans as they go into pursuit behind you. What do you do?
Are they absolutely behind me? They already saw us.
I think that, I mean, like, They're splitting up and going in different directions,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to like figure out what happened. But there was shattering of glass, and they've got cameras all over the damn place.
Okay, so I'm going to.
But you are wearing a helmet, which means no one has any idea who you are.
Except it's a very obvious.
Yeah, well, bad for Lunar Lens.
It's Lunar Lens helmet. So I'm going to head for one of the secret entrances to Alina's base.
Okay.
There's a lot of them, so mm-hmm. hopefully there's something nearer enough to us to get us into an entrance tunnel.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. Roll to act with desperation.
Plus three, so it's a six. Are we still in a team situation?
You can still use team.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's my freaking base. So
yeah, true story.
So
tell me where it is.
I let her in on one that I haven't ever even shown anyone else.
Nice.
And it's just a, I tell her to turn left over like a rickety bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like we're going to hit a deer
uh-huh.
coming across.
Nice.
But instead of hitting the deer, we just drop down.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
And start... And we're still going through a tunnel that is now leading back to my...
And I'm going to go nice. Ahead and I have to mark a condition.
Or it's unstable at temporary.
Right. So I'm going to mark afraid because that was scary. She didn't tell me what was going to happen.
Okay. And I think that... So we get a panel that shows the appointed like driving a van over mm-hmm. the bridge and like, you know...
Mm-hmm.
And just not getting down into the tunnel, mm-hmm. but like they weren't sure they were following you. You mm-hmm. did lose them.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of people just like, we get a lot of shots of people starting to panic. And we get Evan Lee going into the sanctum and finding Darren there. And he just like grabs Darren by the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And goes, someone was in here? You let someone get in here, you fool! And he like just throws him down onto the ground. So we see Darren just kind of lying on the ground with the marbles just scattered around him. And Evan Lee goes to the computer with all the monitors and is clicking and like hitting buttons. And he pulls up an image of two people on a motorcycle. And he immediately recognizes the Lunar Lens helmets and goes, make me an appointment over at Peacoy. I think I've got some conversations to have.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Arcana is played by Jess Benini, who can be found on Twitter at HerlockHolmes1. Penance is played by me, Elsbeth Dedman, and I can be found on Twitter at The Cat on the Wall. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com. Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.